What is up, everyone? This is the Primal King Podcast. Again, I am Derek Wilson, and this is episode number 14. Yep, that's right, episode 14. So today, I'm going to do my best to get into kind of some of that airy-fairy woo-woo stuff. is that what it's called? No, anyways, this is kind of a different, probably, subject to a lot of what I would normally talk about, but this is all around trusting your gut, some of the examples, and I really, really hope that this can provide some value for you. So yeah, here we go. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. All right, guys, so super excited to have you in again today. As always, I appreciate you stopping by, taking a listen to these podcasts. I appreciate the rates, the reviews, the shares, all of that stuff. We're setting records as far as downloads and everything else, so super, super excited about all of that. Now, today, we're going to get into the woo-woo land. All right, I'm not like a big, I don't know, kind of the, if you want to call it hippie stuff or the woo-woo stuff or any of that, I'm really not. In fact, I think a lot of it's just kind of weird. Sorry if that offends you. But I actually do want to talk about something that I feel like is super, super important in life and business and in relationships and all these different areas. Like something that has served me really, really well when I've listened, and something that has not served me well when I've ignored it. And it's trusting your gut. So to kind of preface this, I want to back up because this week here, a couple of days ago from when I'm recording this podcast, is the 3-year, I don't know if you want to call it anniversary, 3 years ago, 3 years back from when my dad died. So again, December 15th, 2016, here we are now, right in that same period of time. And I know I talked kind of in depth about the process and everything else. So if you haven't heard kind of like the process of how we got to the ranch and everything else, maybe if you're just tuning in and this is the first episode you're listening to, highly encourage you to go back to the episode number one, because I kind of go through all of that. But there is one part of the story that I didn't share yet. And it has to do with this exact topic as far as trusting your gut. And this is more personal. There's also different business things that we can talk about. But so what had happened is that my dad had had a minor like procedure done on his heart 5 days previous to when he actually had his heart attack and died. And I remember, so I talked to him on the Friday before he had died, 6 days before he had passed. And he told me, you know, we're going down to the hospital. They're going to admit me and have me look. I've been having some chest pains. And so anyways, talked to him later that day and they're like, yeah, they're going to do some exploratory procedure tomorrow. Basically where they go in and just check your arteries, see if any of your arteries are clogged or any of that. And so I was like, okay. And it's, you know, it's supposedly not a big deal, right? Like this procedure, it's not a lot of risk, even though probably anytime you're messing around with the heart, it can't be super low risk. But anyways, so that next morning, so that Saturday morning, I had called him before he was getting ready to do his procedure. And I was just asking him, okay, what time do you go in? What time are you going to be done? So that way I can come in and visit you once you're awakened out of the operation or out of the procedure. And I was getting ready to get off the phone and there was like something in like, I don't know, again, if you want to call it your gut, your intuition, that voice in your head, whatever you want to call it. But like, I just had this bad feeling about like this procedure, I guess, or whatever was going to go on. And me and my dad had a relationship to where we never, like, you just didn't really tell each other that you loved them, right? Like, we're men, we're hardcore men, right? Like, you don't really, like, tell each other, like, you know that your dad loves you, you know that you love your dad, you just don't really say it, right? Like, that's kind of the old school way, maybe. And I have learned from that. Like, I tell my son I love him all the time, but I think it was just different, you know, kind of that old school cowboy mentality and stuff like that. And it wasn't anything wrong with it. I mean, I knew that he loved me, whatever. So anyways, we just didn't ever really say it to each other. But as I'm getting ready to hang up the phone, I remember sitting there and I was just like, you better tell him like you love him. And, you know, Like, you better just say it. Even though he knows that, right? He knows that you love him. And I just remember sitting there, like, trusting my gut and being like, you know, we're getting ready. Well, okay, I'll see you after a little bit. And then I remember just being like, I love you, Dad. Like, you know, I'll see you in a little bit, but I love you. And I remember saying it like two separate times. And this is probably like two more times. And I told my dad that I loved him. And I don't know, maybe since I was a little kid or as long as I could remember at least, right? And it was just like, there was just something in me that was telling me. And so like, I just trusted my gut. And I like had this, I just had this bad feeling. I had a bad feeling. Like I had actually had a dream about my dad having a heart attack like 6 months before he did. And so it's just like all this weird stuff in my head, right? And I'm not a dream decoder or any of that. I don't really, again, believe in a lot of that type of stuff. But I do believe in trusting your gut and trusting your intuition. So again, like I told him I loved him. And it wasn't like a, all right, well, love you. I'll talk to you in a little. It was like the conversation stopped and was like, I love you, Dad. I just want you to know I love you, right? And so it got me thinking about it because this is, again, like 3 years, literally to the day here a couple days ago. And I remember thinking back and just being so grateful I said that, even though I talked with him a couple times after that. Like, I just remember thinking back, like, I'm so glad I trusted my gut because I told him that. And he ended up coming through the procedure just fine and, you know, was still able to make some bad jokes and everything else, like, after it in the hospital and everything else. And I got to talk to him one more time after that. But as far as kind of like the point of the podcast today is that I think that so many times we, and I can speak for myself, I guess, so I'm not trying to speak for you, but I think so many times we will have a gut feeling about something and we won't follow through with it for whatever reason. There could be a number of different reasons, right? And I think maybe some people are a little bit more in tune with gut feelings, or I don't know. I don't even know if you call it spirituality, right? I just think that sometimes, like, as humans, for whatever reason, we get gut feelings about things. It could be gut feelings about people, maybe, or it could be gut feelings about where we're at in life and what we're doing, or gut feelings about businesses that we're getting ready to get into. And there's been so many times in my life where I've gone against that and it's never worked out. I've never had a bad feeling about a business venture or about a relationship, or had a bad feeling about a situation and had it not turn out bad, right? It's like literally 100%. On the flip side of that, when I have that gut feeling that what I'm doing is right, you know, and it's so hard to explain it, but I hope at least that you all know what I'm talking about. Even if you're younger, like, you get gut feelings about things. You'll get gut feelings about, again, about people that you're around. You know, sometimes you just get like a weird vibes from somebody and it's like, you know, maybe I need to keep my guard up around this person a little bit, right? Not that you shouldn't like them because you get a bad gut feeling, but maybe I just need to protect myself a little bit. Maybe there's a reason why I'm feeling this way. And you know, there was another time I remember, like, the same gut feeling. Me and my wife and our young kids at the time, we were driving down the road and on the highway, and I just got this like bad feeling, and I don't even know how to describe it. It was just almost like anxiety, like just bad. And sometimes I'll get those feelings, and I've learned to trust those. And I remember like slowing down, because we're going like 65, 70 miles an hour down the highway. And I remember just like hitting the brakes and just slowing down and like almost pulling over, but there wasn't a pull out. And my wife's like, you know, what's going on? What's wrong? And I was like, I just got a really, really bad feeling about something, like really bad. And she's like, well, what? And I'm like, I don't know. I just got this gut feeling, like something bad happening, going on, whatever. And then like, as I slowed way, way down, we look up ahead and there was a pickup pulling a camper trailer coming right toward us, you know, several hundred yards down the road from us. And it was like from that movie Final Destination or something, right? It was like, boom, the trailer tire popped on this camper. And this camper, when the trailer tire popped, it went way out into our side, like almost like it was going to tip over, but it went way out into our lane, back across the road, back across our lane again. And like, literally, if I hadn't hit my brakes, we would have smashed that camper head on. And there's just been so many of those things in life. And so I guess kind of what I wanted to talk to you guys about today is that I feel like that's something that's real. I don't feel like that's kind of the hippie woo-woo stuff, right? Like, I truly and completely believe that we get gut feelings about things. And so if you have a gut feeling about something you've been wanting to do, like maybe you've been wanting to start a business and just everything inside you is telling you that you know you can be successful with it, you have to do it. Like, you have to actually do it. If your gut is telling you to do something, like, do it. Always listen to it. It will not fail you. And on the flip side of that, if you're starting a business and it just doesn't feel right, like your gut's telling you, like, this just isn't right, because anytime you're starting a business, and I've started several over the years, been a part of different things, anytime, at least it seems like, especially when it comes to more like the business, the career, stuff like that, a lot of times maybe you'll have that bad gut feeling about it, but you'll be like, you know, it's just nerves, it's just fear, it's just, you know, not knowing, and, you know, it'll go away, but it may go away, like that feeling, but I'm convinced the result won't. If you get into a business and you have a bad gut feeling about it, I mean, at least guys, from my perspective, it's almost 100% of the time, it's going to be bad. If you get into a situation and you just have this bad gut feeling about it, get out of it. Like, and I think that because this is kind of the hippie woo-woo stuff, and we tend to kind of laugh at like feelings or energies and stuff like that, or at least I kind of do, in all honesty. I hope I'm not offending anybody out there by saying that, but I do truly believe that our gut will tell us. And I don't know, again, if that's like a God thing, if that's a you know, some type of spiritual thing, universal thing, like, I don't know. But I do know it's real. I 100% know it's real. And so I just firmly believe that, like, if there's those of you who are out there right now, and maybe you're in a relationship and your gut is just telling you, like, this isn't the man that I want to be with for the rest of my life, or this isn't the woman that I want to be with for the rest of my life, like, don't waste any more time. Like, listen to your gut, get out of it, drop it. I mean, hot potato it, right? Like, you've got to get really good at it. Because one of the other things that I've done, and I've talked a little bit about this, I guess, in some previous episodes, but I've had the ability to work with a lot of really, really successful business owners. Like, that's something that I feel very blessed, very fortunate to have done in my last kind of job career or whatever, is I had an opportunity to work with so many amazing people. And so many of those people that I worked with that were successful, they would trust their gut feelings. They would trust kind of that intuition, and they would make decisions based upon that. And I hope that you understand, like, there's a difference between, like, making decisions based on emotion and then actually making decisions based on, like, your gut feeling, right? Because we all get emotional, we get mad at people, and we're like, oh, they're a bad person, I don't want to, you know, whatever, right? Like, we get emotional, we have emotional responses, like, that's part of being human beings. But when you have that, like, that visceral feeling in your gut, trust it every time. Every single time, trust it. So I guess if you're listening to this podcast right now and you've had a feeling about doing something and you haven't done it, even though, like, deep down inside you, you know it's something you want to do, like, do it. Because I firmly believe you'll be successful with it. Or if nothing else, maybe if it's not something financially, maybe it'll be fulfilling for you. Maybe it'll be something that, you know, you get up every day and you're excited about it, because that's, like, what your being is telling you to do. And I know that, again, going back through my life and different businesses that I was a part of, one of the businesses that I talked about before, I remember just having, like, this, like, just in my gut, like, everything emotionally was telling me, like, this is such a great opportunity, the money, the potential that they're telling me about and everything else. And I remember me and my brother, like, having a conversation and being like, we should be really excited about this opportunity. This is awesome. But, like, we were both just sitting there like, but I don't know, like, something is just off about it. And what do? Like, we went against our gut. And we did it anyways. And then, like, a year later, it was a disaster, right? Like, that whole business was a disaster that we got into. And I firmly believe, like, me and my brother both had a bad gut feeling about it, but we just glossed it over because we got emotional about kind of the upside of it. And, oh, well, it's just fear. It's just, you know, we just don't know. I mean, we're ignorant about what's going on in this business. And then again, boom, a year later, it's like, we're broker in hell, like, you know, just in a really, really bad spot. Both of us were. And again, it's because we went against that feeling, we went against that intuition and everything else. And so 3 years after, like, losing my dad and looking back, and you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do for this podcast, you know, kind of like, because a lot of this podcast spawns from that, you know, like, that kind of set this whole story in motion. And I was like, you know, what should I do to maybe honor my dad, or, you know, remember my dad or something like that. But I feel like the best advice I could give you, kind of looking back at that whole time period right before losing my dad, losing my, like, all of that, is some of the gut feelings that I got and how they all have turned out great. Like, I remember, you know, the first time when, you know, my stepmom had talked about selling our ranch, and like deep down in my gut, I was just like, that is wrong. Like I remember having like, you know, it wasn't even, like I said, that it wasn't even like an emotional response, because emotionally I was like, yeah, we probably should like, and then the logic comes in too, right? The logical side of it is like, yeah, we probably should. Like I live 2.5 hours away from this ranch. I don't want to, you know, I can't be a cattle rancher my whole life. There's absolutely no money in it. You know, like logically probably should just let it go, you know, just sell it, part ways, just everything would be really, really easy if we just did it that way. But then I remember like deep down in my gut, I remember having conversations with my wife about it, and just like everything in me, like my gut feeling was like, nope, that's wrong. And again, like, I don't know what to attribute that back to, like that feeling, that source. Is it God? Like, maybe, I don't know. You know, I guess probably, right? But like, I just know that my response to when she had said, you know, talking about selling everything, like just my gut, like that visceral response was no, that is not an option. And I look back at it now and I'm sitting there thinking like, why did I have that gut reaction to her saying that? You know, because again, like I had a good life. I had a good job. I had, you know, I had the house that I wanted. I had all the stuff that I wanted. I had everything to make my life good. Like I had my cool little tractor on my 7 little acres, and you know, like life was good. I could putt around and kind of play, you know, half-assed farmer if I wanted to, but I didn't have to. You know, we had our horses there. We could still ride and kind of do the cowboy. Like again, we had everything that we wanted. So the response to that, at a logical level, and even at somewhat of an emotional level, was like, yeah, like, let's just do it, get a little bit of money. There won't be much, but you know, hey, maybe we could put a chunk of money down on what we do owe on our house and just have this nice little life. But again, like deep down in my guts, like I was just like, no, that's wrong. You know, I just remember thinking like, no, this is so wrong. And then like looking back now, you know, because I'm away from that situation. And so I had the clarity, because sometimes when you're going through these things, you're like, my gut was wrong, man. Like when you're going through all the strife and all the turmoil and, you know, paying all the legal fees and everything else that we were doing when we were going through that, it was like, man, like I had that gut feeling and it was wrong, because this sucks right now. Like there's no other way to put it. This sucks right now. Like all this stuff we're going through sucks. But now that we've come to the other side of it, I'm like, yeah, my gut was 100% right. Like I'm so glad that I listened to like that intuition, that voice, whatever you want to call it. Like I'm so glad that I listened to that, because had I not, I would be sitting in my beautiful house right now. I would, you know, have my cool little tractor that I can buzz around on, and I know that I would be miserable. Because there would still be that feeling inside of me of what would I have done had I trusted my gut? What would I have done if, you know, if we had tried to, you know, keep the ranch going and do everything that we can to, you know, not only make it pay for itself, but also like get to a point with this ranch to where we're thriving, right? Like I have my other business and my, you know, like my kind of day work or whatever else, but you know, like keeping the ranch going is so important. And it was such a, like a gut thing that got me through that. And so again, like if I can apply any of that to you guys, like, you know, maybe you're young and you're going to have a lot of these decisions that come up. You know, if you are a young person and you're listening to this, like you're going to have decisions about marriage and about kids and about jobs and about careers and businesses and all this stuff. And I think that most of the time when you're going and you're having these decisions, you're going to have a gut feeling about it. And if you're anything like me, you're probably going to ignore that gut feeling a few times. But maybe by listening to this podcast, maybe it can help you out. Maybe it can help you when you know what the decision is and you're scared or you're worried or you think that maybe you're lying to yourself about it, whatever. Like, just trust your gut feeling. It's not going to let you down. It's not going to lie to you. Again, I don't know the source of it. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know any of the, you know, scientific reasoning behind this. All I can do, like I've told you several times before in this podcast, is be as honest with you as I can in my experiences and the experiences of people that I know. And this is something that I know and I believe 100%. So again, like apply it in your life, apply it in your marriage, apply it in your business. You know, if you get a bad feeling about a business partner or, you know, a potential business deal coming up, walk away from it. Don't second guess yourself. Like it will have been the right decision, I promise you. So again, guys, like I feel like that's the best way maybe that I could honor my dad, because I look back at that conversation on the phone that morning and that was one of the biggest, you know, like gut decisions, gut callings, whatever you want to call it, that I know I've ever had. and it was probably the best thing that I could have ever done, you know, now knowing how everything turned out. And so as we sit here 3 years later and knowing everything that we've gone through, like I can look back and be like, you know what, like one of the last conversations I had with my dad, like it was almost like an awkward, I love you, right? I mean, it was because again, like I said, like we didn't really say it a lot to each other. So it was kind of like, well, yeah, I love you too, right? So it was kind of an awkward deal, but I look back and I'm just so thankful that I said it. I'm so thankful that I, you know, got that out there and I didn't hold back and I didn't, you know, go against my gut. And then, you know, as far as like with the ranch stuff, being able to go through the experiences that we have in the last 3 years of the transition, the buyout, remodeling the house, all of this stuff. It's just, I feel like the last 3 years, I've pretty much been running on gut feelings. And I feel like up to this point, even walking away from, you know, my former job, that was a really, really good job. Like I felt in my gut that it was the right time. It was the right thing. When I decided to start this podcast, I felt like, you know, this is the right time. It's the right thing. And the podcast has had way, way, way more success than what I thought it would. I've told you before, but I figured, hey, I'm going to put a podcast out. Maybe my wife will listen. Maybe my mom will listen. If I'm really lucky, maybe a sisters or brother, or, you know, cousin, something like that. And here we are nearing into like 2,000 downloads already. Been downloaded in 10 different countries. I mean, it's been crazy. And again, like all of this is based back to having a gut feeling and just being like, okay, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to listen to it. I don't like it, necessarily. Like this is scary. This is, you know, it worries me a little bit, but I'm going to confront it and I'm going to do it anyways. And here we are, right? Like here we are. Like, you know, I truly feel that, like, you know, a lot of people, I know a friend of mine that I used to work with, anytime he says he asks somebody how they're doing and they say they're living the dream, he knows that they're lying and that they're not. But I really feel like we are. Like we're living in a beautiful place. You know, we've been able to remodel the old ranch house. Like we've been able to do so many things. And I think, again, it all can come back to just trusting your gut, trusting your instincts, trusting that voice inside of you and just listening, right? Just listening to it. So anyways, guys, I hope that I didn't get too far off into the crazy side for you. I know this is probably a little bit outside of what I normally would talk about, but I just really felt like this was something that was kind of weighing on me, and I attribute a lot of my success and a lot of my failures for listening or not listening to that gut or that intuition. And so I hope that maybe if you're going through something right now, maybe it's a relationship thing or a business thing or a life thing, whatever it is, like maybe this will help you. Maybe, like I said before, maybe you have that gut feeling about something and you've been going against it. Like, don't listen to it, execute on it. And when you look back, I know that you'll be happy that you did. So anyways, guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up. As always, so grateful that you're in here, that you're listening to the podcast, that you're following along with the story, all the social media stuff. Like I said, I'm really going to be focusing on growing the Primal King Instagram page. So again, instagram.com/primal.king. Make sure you check it out. And we'll talk to y'all soon. Thank you everybody for listening to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. There's one thing that I will ask you to do. Please make sure that you are subscribed to the show so you get all of the new episodes coming out. Also, please make sure that you rate and review the show so that way other people can have access to this podcast, to this content, and this community. Again, thank you everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time.